Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God for another day's journey. Y'all forgive my hoarseness. We had a wonderful time at First Baptist Church of Guilford on yesterday. Amen. And I hope, too, that wherever you may be, that you were able to get to church or tune into church and just fill your soul with the love of God through worship. Had a great time at First Baptist. But today is day 17 of our 40-day sojourn of fasting and prayer together. Amen. We are ever inching so closely to the halfway mark. And you know what they say, once you hit halfway, it's downhill from there. And so thank you all for joining. Thank you for coming on live. And even thank you to those who will be listening later. There is a word from the Lord, and that word is coming to us from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13, and I just want to lift up verse number 8. In your own personal private time with God, I would ask that you would read the entire 13th chapter, which I know will bless your life tremendously. But for our 17th day on the fast, the Lord has us looking at verse 8. Romans chapter 13, verse 8, it reads as follows. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. I love it. I love it. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about pay all your debts. Pay all your debts. Now, I did not say pay all your bets. I want to be clear this morning. Amen. I said pay all your debts with a D. Beloved, all throughout the scriptures, we see the importance of paying our debts. Paul is addressing our Christian conduct, as it is our responsibility to pay all our debts. Proverbs 37:21 says that the wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Proverbs 11:25 says that a generous person will prosper, but whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. I love that scripture. And then, beloved, we must also remember Proverbs 10:22, that the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. There is a blessing, y'all, in paying all our debts. We have a great responsibility to do our part to pay. There's no bones about it. We have a responsibility to do our part to pay. So then, beloved, the relevant questions this morning is, well, Pastor Jones, how do we pay all our debts? And then what does it mean for us to pay all our debts? There are three things quickly out of this one verse that I think will help us do that, to pay all our debts. Number one, beloved, paying our debts is our ethical responsibility. Paying our debts is our ethical responsibility. Look at the A clause of verse 8, Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Let no debt remain outstanding. let no debt remain outstanding. There is ethics involved because we have the responsibility to pay. We have the responsibility in terms of what Paul is relaying in the text to contribute to society, to do our part to stand up our cities, our government, and our neighborhoods. What are you talking about, Pastor? Right here in verses 6 and 7 of Romans chapter 13. Notice the text says, this is also why you pay your taxes. For authorities are God's servants who give full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Love it. I know we ain't in church, but just turn to yourself and say, self, I got to pay my taxes. It is our ethical responsibility to pay our taxes, to pay what we owe, to pay for what we have had the benefit of receiving. Bible says, give to everyone what you owe them. In other words, we have to make a plan to pay off our debts. That's what that Bible is letting us know. The way you pay all your debts is you make a plan to pay off all your debts. So if you got anything outstanding, if you owe money to Joe, amen. If you owe money to Sally, amen. Make a plan, y'all, to pay off your debts. If you owe someone revenue, then give them revenue. If you owe someone some respect, pay them respect. If you owe someone honor, then pay honor. If you owe your taxes, then pay your taxes. Don't be the beneficiary of something and not pay for or pay off the indebtedness that you have. Pay off your debts. Make a plan, y'all, to pay off your debts. But there's more here. Second thing I want to show you quickly is not only is it our ethical responsibility to pay off our debts, but secondly, paying your debts or debt is also our moral responsibility. It's our moral responsibility. Look at the B clause of verse 8. So it says, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Except. Here's the exception. The continuing debt of love to one another. It is our moral responsibility, our ethical responsibility, not only to pay off our financial debt, but it is our moral responsibility to pay on our continual debt of love to one another. One debt we're to pay off. Another debt we are to continually pay on. So you can pay off this debt, your more ethical debt, but morally, you must find ways to keep paying on the debt that we owe to one another. Look at verse 9 of Romans chapter 13. It says the following, the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be. Watch this. All are summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. All of that is summed up in this one command, that we have the moral responsibility to love our neighbor as ourselves, as much as you love yourself, you must then love your neighbor. So we have the moral responsibility to continuously pay on the continual debt that we have for one another, to love your neighbor as yourself. And so, beloved, we have to work on that. We have to find ways to pay it forward. We have to find ways to be a blessing to our neighbor, because just as God has blessed us, we then must turn around and be a blessing to somebody else. I just read you the Proverbs scripture that says this, that a generous person, Proverbs 11:25, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And so, beloved, our responsibility then morally is to find ways to pay on the continual debt of love that we owe. But here's the last thing I want to show you, beloved, that we must pay all our debts by paying our debts because it's our ethical responsibility. Ethically, you are bound to make a plan to pay off your debts. Then, beloved, we got to pay off our debts because we have the moral responsibility. And morally, we are responsible for paying on our continual debt of love to one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. But here's the final thing. The final thing is we must pay our debt because we have a spiritual responsibility to do so. There's a spiritual responsibility in paying on our debt. Look at the C clause of verse 8. The C clause. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. See, when we emphasize love, love then leads us to a level of spiritual growth in the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, it is our spiritual responsibility that we love others in order to fulfill the law. So the emphasis here is on love that leads to growth, love that leads to spiritual growth. Watch this. So ethically, you pay off debt. Morally, you pay on debt. But spiritually, we pay from indebtedness. We pay from indebtedness. Look at verse 10. Verse 10 says, love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. See, love does no harm to the neighbor. So when we exact or we pay on our debt morally, then spiritually we are drawing from our indebtedness that we have to the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you know that, Pastor Jones? Because we then reflect the nature of God. And the nature of God shows us that God is love. And because God is love, he is the foundation of our faith. He's the foundation of our spiritual responsibility, the reservoir that we draw from. Think of it this way. He's the bank that gives us the money to pay it forward to those that we love, our neighbors that we love. Oh, what debt of love I owe. That God has given us the right to draw from him, to pay from our indebtedness to the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have to pay off your debts ethically, pay on your debts morally, and pay from indebtedness spiritually. Let's pray, beloved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on a Monday morning thanking you for this opportunity to gather together. Thank you, Lord God, that the formula has been given for us to pay on all our debts. And so thank you, Lord God, that we have the ethical responsibility to pay off our debts. Help us to make a plan, Lord God, to get out of financial indebtedness. And then, Lord, thank you, Jesus, that you have given us the moral responsibility to continue to pay on our debt continually as we learn to love our neighbor as ourselves. And then thank you, Lord God, that you have taught us to pay from our indebtedness to you. Lord, you are our greatest reservoir of love. We draw love from you. And we know, Lord God, as you have loved us, so must we love our neighbor, because love does no harm to our neighbor, and it is a great fulfillment of the law. And so, Lord, we want to reflect your nature of love. And we thank you, Lord God, for the spiritual grounding and foundation that you have given us. Lord, we thank you on today. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, we're going to pay all of our debts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, then you're beginning your journey, if you're not already on it, of paying your ethical, moral, and spiritual debts that we owe in this world. Y'all be blessed. Be blessed on this, I'm going to call it like Willie Moore Jr., on this Money Monday. Amen. And pay all your debts in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Day 17. Amen.